The traditional two-party system of Spanish politics has been shaken up by the success of two new movements in the country's general elections. With nearly all votes counted, the governing Popular Party is forecast to lose its parliamentary majority while still winning most seats. The Socialist Party finished second, closely followed by the anti-austerity party Podemos, which won about 20%. Its ponytailed leader Pablo Iglesias said it was the beginning of a new political era.
Today is an historical day for Spain. We are very happy for the fact that in Spain the two-party system is ended, and we are happy because we are starting a new political era in our country.
The results mean that Spain's political parties are set for days or even weeks of difficult negotiations. The new groupings of Podemos and the Citizens Party will play an important role in deciding the makeup of any government. The conservative Popular Party will still fall short of a majority in Parliament, even with the support of the Citizens Party, which finished fourth. Tom Burridge reports from Madrid.
The Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has just come out and said because his Popular Party got the most votes, they should form the government. But on paper, at least, it's going to be difficult for them to do that. And that leaves open the possibility, at least, of a different type of coalition of left-wing parties. Possibly with the support of pro-independence Catalan parties, it would be messy. But it would include that anti-austerity movement Podemos. They've risen to this incredible position tonight, third in the election, because of their anti-austerity ticket.
Dozens of people have been killed in northwest Syria in a series of airstrikes on the rebel-held city of Idlib. Residents said that a marketplace, homes and official buildings had been hit. But a group that monitors the conflict, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, said the raids probably targeted rebel positions and that most of the dead were combatants. The Israeli Interior Minister Silvan Shalom has resigned following allegations of sexual misconduct. Newspaper reports said about a dozen women had complained of sexual harassment or assault by Mr. Shalom. He has denied the allegations, but said he was stepping down to spare his family any more suffering. Officials in southern Afghanistan say Taliban militants have captured the district of Sangin in Helmand province. The insurgents have overrun the police headquarters and taken over other government buildings. Grant Ferret reports.
Sangin has long been a centre of Taliban activity, but there's been a dramatic increase in the past week. The militants are said to have seized the district administration offices as well as the police headquarters, which have been besieged for several days. Casualties are reported to be heavy, but there's no official confirmation. Earlier, the deputy governor of Helmand complained of a lack of support from the government in an open letter on Facebook to President Ashraf Ghani.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Peace talks to end Yemen's civil war have broken up, with agreement only to resume in mid-January. The UN Special Envoy, Ismail Ul-Sheikh Ahmed, told a news conference in Switzerland that progress had been achieved. But he said violations of the ceasefire supposed to be in place during the talks had caused suspicion. The people of Slovenia have rejected legislation that would grant same-sex couples the right to marry and adopt children. In a referendum, more than 60% said no to a law that had been approved by Parliament in March. A gay rights activist, Roman Kuhar, said the referendum was a positive development in itself, despite the outcome.
Regardless of today's result, we have won in a social sense, even if we didn't in a legal one. We have won in the sense that we are talking about these things. We live in a country which does not guarantee everyone equal rights. In that sense, we are an exceptional society. We will have to ask ourselves in what kind of society we want to live and what kind of society we will leave our children.
The Iranian government has ordered schools and kindergartens in and around the capital Tehran to close for 2 days because of smog. Air pollution figures reached three times the level set by the World Health Organization as acceptable. British tennis star Andy Murray has won the BBC Sports Personality of the Year award for the second time. Murray helped Great Britain to secure the Davis Cup last month for the first time in nearly 80 years. He and his colleagues won the team award. He had this to say in his acceptance speech.
I would really like to thank my team, all of my teammates, all of the staff that are over there. They were absolutely incredible. This has been a five-year journey. We were down at the really the bottom level of tennis, and now we're ranked number one in the world. I never thought that would be possible.
Andy Murray. And that's the latest BBC World News.
Thanks very much.